This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Carlisle Lake is showing signs of finally returning to normal summer pool, and it looks like we've got the results in from the spring turkey hunting season. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, as I mentioned, the Carlisle Pool continues to recede after cresting nearly 12 feet above normal summer pool, and that was as of May 13th. Now, as of 10 a.m. on Thursday, May 18th, the pool elevation was 455, with a release rate of approximately 10,000 cubic feet per second. The inflow was about 3,200 cubic feet per second. The McNair and East Spillway campgrounds and several day-use areas around the lake remain open, and several private campgrounds around the lake are open as well. The Dam West, Coles Creek, and Boulder campground remain closed at this time. Now, as pool levels continue to recede, the Corps of Engineers is working to reopen the facilities as quickly as possible. If water levels recede, some campsites may open on a first-come, first-served basis for Memorial Day weekend. Now, Eldon Hazlett. This is a big deal. Eldon Hazlett State Park will finally reopen. In fact, it's finally reopened. This includes the campgrounds, the Apache High Water Boat Ramp, the Carlisle Sailing Association facilities, and the Hazlett Cottages, as well as the campground store. Boat ramps open at this time include the Dam West High Water Ramp, the Dam East High Water Ramp, the Horseshoe Island, Boulder High Water Ramp, and Tamalco High Water Ramps. And boaters should use extreme caution. Due to the high water level, many breakwaters and other facilities will be overtopped by the water, and caution should be used when boating near these and other submerged structures. Boaters should become familiar with the location of these structures before launching and must stay clear of inundated recreation areas. Boaters should also watch for floating logs and other debris which have drifted into the main body of the lake because of the high pool elevation. Now, at pool elevations above 450, flowage easement lands surrounding the lake are used for flood storage. These lands are private property and are not open for public recreation, so please use caution when boating and recreating. And the surface areas of the Carlisle Lake at normal summer pool are about 24,500 acres. The surface area currently at 455 is 35,147 acres. So as you can see, at Carlisle Lake is slowly returning to normal. I think after Memorial Day weekend, we'll start seeing things back to normal at that area. And if you're looking for some good fishing, we do have plenty of good fishing to be had at our local lakes as well. Wren Lake and Shelbyville, too, though Shelbyville's a bit high yet, they're all showing signs of improving as well. So I think we've got some great fishing ahead of us and plenty of good times to look forward to this summer. And as promised, the spring turkey harvest data is now in, and the results are just about what is expected. In fact, it's amazing how much different the significant spring rains played in our turkey hunting success. A slight change in weather conditions can make in any spring turkey hunting conditions. As with several of the recent spring hunts, Illinois' 2017 spring wild turkey hunt was significantly influenced by the early spring weather. This time, however, it was the late rains that affected and it severely impacted hunter success rates. We could have been on to a record-setting season without these heavy rains. Now, following their nearly five-week 2017 season that wrapped up May 11th in the North Zone and May 4th in the South Zone, Illinois hunters bagged an unofficial total of 15,719 birds. The 2017 total compares with the statewide turkey harvest of 15,484 last year. The statewide preliminary total includes the youth turkey hunting season harvest record of 1,541 birds, compared to the youth harvest of 1,045 turkeys in 2016. However, this was the first year that the youth turkey season was open for two weekends statewide rather than one weekend for the South Zone and one for the North Zone. Now, the spring spring harvest record occurred in 2006 with a total of 16,605 birds. So we were not that far off. I really think we would have probably hit it with if it hadn't been for the nearly two weeks of heavy rains. And during the record year, harvests were 6,530 in the South Zone and 10,075 in the North Zone. Turkey hunters this spring took a preliminary total of 6,842 turkeys during all 2017 segments in the South Zone, a slight increase over the harvest of 6,694 last year in the south. The north zone preliminary harvest of 8,877 wild turkeys was somewhat higher than the 2016 total of 8,790 in the north. Now, weather always plays a big role in the harvest numbers, says Luke Garver, Department of Natural Resources Wild Turkey Project Manager. And this year was no different. For the first two-thirds of the season, harvest trends were well above average. The significant rain events they experienced through much of the state slowed harvests considerably, he said. And despite the end of the spring season, this year marked the third consecutive year of increased harvest. Additionally, he says, we were encouraged to see the youth season being a success that it was. Now, the top counties for spring wild turkey harvest in the South Zone were Jefferson with 412, Jackson with 359, Union with 359, Randolph with 349, and Pope with 348. The top five North Zone counties for spring turkey harvest this year were Joe Davies with 610, Pike with 404, Adams with 395, Holton with 378, and Hancock with 325. Locally, only Madison County lies in the South Zone. Calhoun, Green, Macoupin, Morgan, and Jersey all fall in the state's northern zone. Most biologists are hopeful that the return of the good spring weather will help turkeys rebound in some areas where populations have declined somewhat. Here in the WSMI area, hunters could see another increase in numbers. Another long-term key to improving turkey populations will be habitat management, particularly for nesting and brood-rearing habitat. Again, this year, spring turkey hunting was open in 100 of Illinois' 102 counties. The 2017 seasons were April 3rd to May 4th in the South Zone and April 10th to May 11th in the North Zone. The statewide spring turkey season for youths was March 25th and 26th and April 1st and 2nd. Now, bagging somewhat fewer birds than last year, Macoupin County hunters still finished among the state's better counties. Here, hunters bagged 275 spring birds compared to 303 a year ago. The Greene County harvest was also down, 147 birds compared to last year's 157. Calhoun County hunters actually witnessed a slight improvement in hunting success. The Calhoun County harvest climbed from last year's 210 to 239 this spring. And Jersey County hunters bagged 187 birds, the same as last year. In Madison County, hunters experienced less success. Here, the harvest fell slightly from 241 birds to 213 this year. In Morgan County, hunters also found less success, bagging 126 birds, down from the 147 taken the previous spring. The story was slightly improved in Montgomery County, where hunters harvested 188 turkeys compared to 175 in 2016. In Sangamon County, hunters harvested 277 compared to 360 the previous year. In Shelby County, things were a little bit better, 120 compared to 117. And in Bond County, things were slightly better as well, 142 to 135. Illinois hunters will have two more opportunities this year to capture their Thanksgiving meal. The fall turkey hunt opens October 1st statewide. That's the archery hunt. And the fall turkey season in firearms will open in select counties beginning October 21st. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. So until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.